तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
घर सर्दा होस् या नयाँ सामान खरिद गरेर पुरानालाई फ्याल्दा होस्, ठुला र गरुङ्गा यस्ता सामानहरूलाई अस्ट्रेलियामा हार्ड वेस्ट भनिन्छ। अस्ट्रेलियाका अधिकांश काउन्सिलहरूले यस्ता हार्ड वेस्टहरूको व्यवस्थापनका लागि निशुल्क सेवा दिने गर्दछन्, तर पनि यसले वातावरणमा पार्ने प्रभाव भने निकै धेरै हुन्छ। पछिल्लो एक तथ्याङ्कले अस्ट्रेलियालीहरू फोहोर उत्पन्न गर्ने मामिलामा निकै अगाडि भएको देखाउँछ। अलेहेन्द्रा ल्याकलेट प्लानेट आर्क नामक फोहोर व्यवस्थापन र रिसाइक्लिङ गर्ने अस्ट्रेलियाली गैर नाफामूलक संस्थामा क्याम्पेनिङ म्यानेजरका रूपमा कार्यरत छिन्। उनका अनुसार फर्निचरहरू रिसाइकल गर्न नमिल्ने वस्तुभित्र पर्दछन् किनकि यसको निर्माण विभिन्न सामग्रीहरूबाट भएको हुन्छ।
The fabric around it, all the textiles, and then you have all the stuffing, which could be a different thing, and it's just pretty much impossible to recycle it correctly or just not financially viable, so that will end up in landfill.
यस्ता किसिमका फोहोरको संकलनका लागि अस्ट्रेलियामा दुई तरिकाका सेवा छन्, क्षेत्र अनुसारको सेवा र बुकिङ सेवा। सिडनीको ब्ल्याकटाउन काउन्सिल लगायतका केही काउन्सिलहरूले भने हार्ड वेस्टका लागि बुकिङ सेवा प्रदान गरिरहेका छन्। काउन्सिलमा फोहोर व्यवस्थापनका लागि प्रोजेक्ट अफिसर मारिया होन्डोजियानिस ग्राहकहरूले बुकिङका लागि फोन वा अनलाइनमा जान सक्ने बताउँछिन्।
We are an on-call service, so residents are required to give us a call or go online, and we will provide them with the next available booking date. There are some council areas that are rotational or on a schedule. We don't do that here. We give up to 12 cleanups a year in Blacktown City Council, and residents are required to make a booking for those collections.
तर बुकिङ मार्फत होस् या नियमित संकलनका क्रममा बासिन्दाहरूले फोहोरको मात्रा, प्रकार र फ्याँक्ने तरिकाका नियमहरू भने पालना गर्नुपर्दछ। सबैभन्दा महत्वपूर्ण नियम भनेको चाहिँ फोहोर संकलन हुने एक दिन अघि मात्र यस्ता सामग्रीहरू बाहिर निकाल्ने हो।
The items cannot go on the nature strip until one day before the collection date, and this is to reduce things such as neighbors illegally dumping and non-compliant materials being added to the collection as a result of the illegal dumping. In cases where there's non-compliance, we try and always educate the residents first, get them to do the right thing and comply with our conditions. However, if this isn't the case, fines of up to $4,000 may apply.
नियमहरू पालना नभएको खण्डमा काउन्सिलले ठूलो जरिवाना पनि गर्न सक्छ। काउन्सिल पछि के फ्याल्न पाउने या नपाउने भन्ने बारेमा पनि फरक फरक नियमहरू छन्। मेलबर्न स्थित मेरीबेग सिटी काउन्सिलर मार्क रीले हार्ड वेस्ट भनेर चिनिने वस्तुहरू के हुन् भनेर चिन्न सजिलो भएको बताउँछन्।
The hard waste are things like household furniture, mattresses and the bases of mattresses, and also white goods, you know, from washing machines to dishwashers, fridges, freezers and things like that, as well as carpet and the underlay of carpet, and finally wrap metal, timber and sheet glass.
तर हार्ड वेस्टका रूपमा तेल, टायर, पोलिथिन र निर्माण सामग्रीहरू चाहिँ फ्याँक्न पाइँदैन।
Sort of things we don't collect would be construction materials, and that's an important one because a lot of people get it confused. So if you're doing renovations or constructions in your house, you shouldn't be putting out all of those materials that you might be demolishing and pulling out. You have to dispose of those through a waste service. You can't put out chemicals, oils, poisons or paints, and you can't put out tires or bean bags or polystyrene and things like that.
Eta Sustainability Victoria ka pramukh Matt Kenepar e-waste bhanine battery, TV, हेयर ड्रायर जस्ता सामग्री पनि ल्यान्डफिलमा नजाने र यसका लागि छुट्टै व्यवस्थापन गर्नुपर्ने बताउँछन्।
E-waste, which is defined as anything with a plug or a battery or a power cord, it's not allowed to be sent to landfill. The same principle really applies no matter where you are in Australia. You shouldn't be putting e-waste in any of your bins in your house. So anything like TVs and batteries and hair dryers and fridges, they need to be disposed of at certain locations.
पुनःप्रयोग गर्न मिल्ने e-wasteका लागि काउन्सिलमा रहेका संकलन केन्द्रहरू गतिलो गन्तव्य हुने उनको भनाइ छ।
If it's something smaller like a battery or a mobile phone, there are literally thousands of places around Australia that those things can be disposed of at. Supermarkets or Harvey Norman stores or office work stores, those types of facilities often have a disposal point.
रङहरूको व्यवस्थापनका लागि भने पेन्ट ब्याग सेवा मार्फत व्यवस्थापन गर्न सकिन्छ। यसै गरी हानिकारक रसायनहरूलाई पनि हार्ड वेस्टका रूपमा राखिनु हुँदैन। यस्ता वस्तु वा पदार्थको संकलनका लागि राज्य र प्रदेशहरूले निःशुल्क कार्यक्रमहरू सञ्चालन गर्छन्।
Chemicals like cleaners, bleach, even nail polish removal can be hazardous. Things like insect sprays, pesticides, any fuel, any gas canisters, they're all hazardous products and definitely shouldn't be put in your bin, and even more importantly, should be never tipped down your drain. They need to go to a special disposal point.
केही काउन्सिलहरूले भने फोहोरलाई कम गर्नका लागि पुनः प्रयोग गर्न मिल्ने सामग्री प्रयोगका लागि सुरक्षित भएको खण्डमा आवश्यक मानिसहरूलाई दिन प्रोत्साहन गर्ने गर्दछ। मेरीबेग काउन्सिलले पनि बासिन्दाहरूलाई अनावश्यक सामग्रीहरूलाई दोस्रो जीवन दिनका लागि प्रोत्साहन गरेको छ।
If you're picking up something, it's really incumbent on you to check that it is safe to reuse, particularly if it's an electrical item and you need to get it checked or repaired. And in fact, we are really encouraging people to repair things. We also still encourage people to do that sharing and the reusing. And you can do a lot of online services on social media and so on where you can actually put products up. And, you know, it might be a really good piece of furniture that you don't want to put into a waste system. You just want it to be reused.
यसै गरी कतिपय अनलाइन समूहहरूले पनि सामानहरूको फोटो राखेको खण्डमा आएर लिएर जाने गरेका छन्। प्लानेट आर्की ल्यासलेट पनि प्रयोगविहीन बनेका यस्ता सामग्रीहरू फोहोरको रूपमा नजाउन भन्नका लागि बेच्न, निशुल्क लैजान वा विभिन्न च्यारिटीहरूलाई दानमा दिन सकिने बताउँछिन्।
If you put stuff on Gumtree or on Facebook for free, someone will pick it up. It really even helps you to take it out so that you don't have to do it yourself and put it on the curb. You can also sell it, or you can donate them as well to charity shops. But just be mindful that whenever you donate something, it has to be in good, resellable condition. Otherwise, it will end up in landfill and it's just going to cost those charities money.
Councilharuko website ka sathai Planet Ark le pani aafno website ma hard waste lai kasari byavasthapan garna sakinchha bhanera jankari haru rakheko chha.
Please remember that waste isn't waste until it's wasted. If you want to find different solutions for your items, go to recyclingnearyou.com.au and it will tell you all of the different options for things from mattresses, white goods, paints, batteries, etc. so that you can dispose of them responsibly.
Like, share, recommend, gornuhos. SBS Nepali Lai, Facebook ma saath dinuhos.